evening rants.
We got people like Ben Shapiro. I've even got some shit queued up already for us, just so you know. But we got this one right here where Ben is saying, yes, COVID is not like the flu. It actually is. It's not like the Vietnam or 9/11, you idiots. He certainly loves calling people stupid while being super stupid himself. And by the way, for anybody watching, if any of you are friends with Ben, if any of you know Ben, if Ben, if you're watching yourself, shoot me a DM. I'll send you the link because I'd love to embarrass you to your fucking face. So I would gladly have you come on right now. I'd gladly embarrass you to your fucking face.
I would actually like to take up for Ben on this statement, Alan. I know you and I argue a lot. Ben is actually correct. COVID-19 is not like the flu. The flu was much more deadly for the young folks. So the flu is actually more deadly and more dangerous for people who have a life expectancy above zero. Because remember, the people who died from the average age from COVID death was 82. The average age from death, just dying, was 78. So I will agree with Ben. COVID-19 wasn't the flu. It was much better for society as the flu, meaning that it didn't kill the next generation that was involved in procreating and creating the next generation, Ben. Ben.
Oh, but
Ben, but he has a law degree. This guy can argue, though.
Oh, he can come on because you can't. You can
be amazing good ratings.
You can be a good debater, but you can't make up your own facts.
Yeah.
And frankly, the data was all there. Here's the thing: people can say whatever. Like, I get called stupid. I'm a meathead. The tattoos, all that shit.
Steroids. You're on steroids.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I was right. You were wrong.
Yeah.
Mark and I were right. We're wrong. It's not even an argument anymore. I know nobody wants to talk about it, but it's not even an argument. You can check my history. Check my post history. I was right. You were wrong. Mark was right. You were wrong. Anybody that ever advocated for lockdowns, you were wrong. You should never be trusted again. You sound stupid. Anybody that ever advocated for mask mandates, you're dumb. You're stupid. Masks don't stop aerosolized vapor, which is what viruses travel on, up to 30 meters. You stupid. Anybody that advocated for taking an experimental therapy, including Trump, and I'm talking including Trump, anybody that ever advocated for taking experimental therapy produced by historically corrupt companies in a historically corrupt industry that had liability protection, produced in a tenth of the time it's normally taken, if you injected that into yourself because Trump told you to, you're done.
Evening Rants with Alan and Mark.